Welcome back to the deep dive. This is the place where we sift through all that noise so you can get right to the signal. And if you are anywhere near IT, you know the feeling. The complexity overload, it's just constant.
It really is. It's not just a nuisance anymore. We're talking about hundreds of cloud apps, this, you know, sprawling hybrid infrastructure. It's a fire hose of data.
Right. And the old way of doing things, that traditional IT support model.
The linear ticket queue.
Yeah, that single file line. It's just... it's completely broken when faced with today's speed, isn't it?
It is. An issue pops up, a user gets locked out, and that problem just sits there. It can wait for hours, sometimes days, for a human to even look at it.
And that delay is real money. It's lost productivity. It's a huge drag on the entire organization.
So that's our mission today. We're going to cut through the marketing hype. We are diving deep into the tech that's changing this, things like AI, IT automation, AI ops, and specifically, you know, tools like Microsoft Copilot.
And the goal here is to pull apart the core mechanics. How do these systems actually let organizations cut their resolution times by 40% or more?
40%. It's a huge claim.
It sounds astronomical, right?
Yeah.
But the sources we looked at suggest it's because this isn't just simple scripted automation anymore.
Precisely. That's the key difference. Old automation just follows a rigid flowchart. If X happens, you do Y. That's it.
But these new AI systems are different.
Fundamentally different. They use machine learning. They're actually learning from massive patterns in the data. They adapt to changes, and they make what you could call genuinely intelligent decisions. No constant human handholding.
So they're proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Why now? Why in 2025 is AI automation shifting from, say, a nice to have to an absolute necessity? It feels bigger than just a technical upgrade.
It is. It's being driven by these converging pressures, both operational and financial. I mean, first, just look at the sheer amount of repetitive work that's crushing IT teams.
The day-to-day grind.
Yeah. The sources we've seen estimate that IT teams spend 30 to 40% of their time on these mundane, low-value tasks. Checking a service status, running a diagnostic script, resetting a password. AI is perfect for that.
And all that wasted time gets compounded by the talent gap we keep hearing about.
Exactly. Finding and keeping good IT people, especially in infrastructure or security, it's a national challenge. But AI automation doesn't replace them.
It amplifies them.
It bridges that talent gap. It lets a smaller, highly skilled team manage a much, much larger and more complex environment because the AI is handling all that repetitive labor.
Okay, let's talk hard numbers. Let's get specific on the financial side. If you, the listener, go all in on this, what kind of real benefits can you expect to see?
The financial impact is, it's pretty hard to ignore. Companies are reporting average cost reductions of 25 to 35% in their IT ops budgets.
Just from cutting out the manual work.
Just from that. But the really critical metric is performance. Mean time to resolution MTTR. It goes down by 40 to 60%.
Okay, let's pause there. MTTR. Let's just define that quickly for everyone because it gets confused sometimes. This isn't just the time to fix it, right?
Right. It's the total time. From the moment the impact starts to the moment service is fully restored, it includes detection, diagnosis, and repair.
So we're talking about an issue that used to take down a service for half the day.
Being resolved in minutes. And what's more, because the AI is fixing so many simple things on its own, ticket volume itself drops by 30 to 50%. That's what frees people up for the important stuff.
The sources all seem to point to AI ops as the foundation for this.
Right.
The thing that moves IT from, you know, reactive firefighting to something predictive. What is AI ops?
AI ops, that's artificial intelligence for IT operations, is essentially the system's brain. It's a platform that just, it ingests these incredible amounts of data, logs, metrics, network traffic, everything from every single component.
And then it uses machine learning to find the patterns.
To find the patterns, predict future problems, and then automate the response. It totally changes the old workflow.
The old linear system. Problem, ticket, investigate, fix.
Right. AI ops compresses that entire chain. The first big change is continuous monitoring. The AI learns what normal looks like for every single part of your system.
A baseline.
A living baseline. So it can spot tiny deviations in real time. That's where your mean time to detection, your MTTD, drops from hours down to just minutes or seconds.
But I have monitoring tools now that send alerts. What makes AIOps better than just setting a threshold?
Ah, that's where the intelligent correlation comes in. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
It's the move from just spotting an anomaly to recognizing a complex pattern. Your old tools might send 1,000 alerts. It's just noise. An analyst gets overwhelmed. AIOps connects events that look totally unrelated to a human.
Can you give us that example from the sources to make it more concrete?
Sure. So imagine 3 separate, very minor alerts all fire at once. First, a tiny 5% increase in database query times on its own. Probably nothing.
There's background noise.
Exactly. Then alert 2, a little spike in network latency. Alert 3, slightly higher I/O on your storage. Individually, any analyst would probably ignore them.
But the AI sees the combination.
The AI sees the pattern. Because it's been trained on historical data, it recognizes that this specific combination slow queries plus network lag plus storage stress is the unique fingerprint of an impending storage failure.
So it's a predictive warning.
It flags the combined pattern instantly. It sends a warning about the storage array before users even notice a problem.
Wow. So that completely changes the dynamic. You're not dealing with an emergency outage anymore. You're scheduling maintenance.
That's the whole point. It moves IT from being a cost center that reacts to failure to a strategic asset that ensures business continuity.
Okay, so AIOps is handling the deep infrastructure, but you can't automate everything. What about the tools for the people who still have to solve those really complex, unique problems?
You're right, you can't. And that is exactly where something like Microsoft Copilot for IT support comes into play. It's all about augmenting the human technician.
A partner for the analysis.
A true partner. It's conversational AI that's built right into their workflow. Inside Microsoft 365, inside Teams, inside Azure.
So what does that actually look like for a technician? They open a ticket and what?
They get deep contextual help, but in plain language. So instead of spending half an hour digging through different systems, a technician can just ask, why is the Exchange Server CPU so high for this specific user?
And it gives an answer based on what's happening right now.
Exactly. Not generic documentation. It's pulling real-time config files, Azure metrics, the state of that user's machine, and giving an actionable environment-specific diagnosis.
Okay, but what about the risk of the AI, you know, hallucinating, just making something up that makes the problem worse?
That's a critical point, and the sources are clear that these tools are grounded. It isn't inventing answers. It synthesizes facts from your verified internal sources, your knowledge base, your runbooks, your live data. The human is still the final authority.
But they get there much, much faster.
Because the information gathering part, which is always the most time-consuming, is basically instantaneous.
And I like this idea of automated knowledge creation. Documentation is always the first thing that gets dropped in a busy IT shop.
It solves that forever problem through passive learning. So when a complex issue is fixed, Copilot has been watching the steps the technician took. It then automatically generates a draft knowledge base article.
So that institutional knowledge is captured right away.
Instantly and accurately. No more chasing people to write things down.
And it also helps them build more automation, which is so key to scaling up.
Yes, it really democratizes automation. An IT pro who isn't a coder can just describe what they want in natural language. Something like, I need a script that checks this log file and restarts this service if a certain error appears.
And Copilot just generates the PowerShell script or the runbook?
It generates it. It removes that barrier to entry so more people can build sophisticated solutions.
So let's bring it all together. Let's zero in on the 3 key ways that AI actually delivers that headline 40% reduction, the nuts and bolts.
Okay, so the time savings really come from attacking 3 traditional time sinks at once. The first one is the most obvious, the elimination of manual triage.
Which used to be just pure human drudgery, right?
Absolutely. Traditional triage can eat up 15 to 30 minutes per ticket before anyone even starts troubleshooting. Just reading it, assigning it, figuring out priority. The AI does all of that instantly.
So even if a user writes something non-technical like, my computer's being weird, the AI can figure it out.
It can. It uses natural language processing to categorize it. It cross-references it with known issues, and then it routes it to the right person or the right automation script. And crucially, it gathers all the logs in context before the technician even sees it.
So they start fixing, not researching.
They start fixing. The second area, and this is where the savings get really dramatic, is in the problems that never even reach a human.
The self-healing systems.
Exactly. This is where the AI resolves common issues without any human intervention at all, often before the user even knows there's a problem.
And this is more than just password resets.
Oh, much more. Think about infrastructure recovery. An application service crashes. The AI doesn't wait for an alert. It sees the crash in the logs and immediately runs a recovery script. It can restart the service, verify it's working, all in under a minute.
Or insecurity.
Insecurity, it's huge. It can patch a vulnerability or isolate a compromised machine the second a threat is detected. It saves hours of manual response time.
Okay, and the third mechanism. That must be attacking the diagnosis phase itself.
That's right. It's intelligent knowledge-based utilization. For those new, novel problems where you do need a person, the AI acts as their perfect memory.
Because technicians often waste time trying the same three generic fixes for everything.
They do. The AI gives them dynamic solution suggestions, and it ranks them by the probability of success based on historical data for that exact problem. It stops that trial and error cycle. And it's always learning from what actually worked, so its advice gets smarter over time.
So for an organization listening to this, thinking about implementing it, you can't just flip a switch. What's a smart way to start?
A strategic rollout is key. The sources are very clear on this. Start with the high volume, low complexity issues.
The easy wins?
The easy wins. Automate password resets, software installs, basic health checks. That delivers a fast, measurable ROI. It builds confidence in the team, and it gives you the clean data you need to tackle the harder stuff later.
Okay, but this is a deep dive. We have to do the reality check.
Yeah.
What are the big pitfalls? What are the challenges people need to plan for?
The biggest technical hurdle almost always is data quality and integration complexity. The AI is only as good as its data.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much. A lot of companies still have legacy systems with no good way to get the data out, or their data is siloed and messy. Cleaning and integrating all of that is often the hardest part of the whole project.
And on the human side?
On the human side is organizational change resistance. You have IT pros who have spent 20 years troubleshooting by hand. They might not trust an AI's advice at first.
So leadership has to be very clear about what's happening.
They have to be transparent, especially about job security. Emphasize that the roles are changing, they're not disappearing.
Let's talk about that transformation. Because the sources say this isn't about eliminating jobs. So how does a person's role actually change?
It creates a lot of upward mobility.
Yeah.
The frontline help desk technician, they stop being a reactive troubleshooter. They become an exception handler, a user advocate. They focus on the high-touch problems that need empathy and creativity.
And the sysadmins, the infrastructure folks.
They evolve into automation architects. Their job shifts from patching servers to designing and optimizing these AI workflows. They get to work on the big stuff security, architecture, digital transformation. Their productivity goes up by that 40 to 60% we talked about.
The AI gives them the time to stop fighting fires.
And start building the future.
So to quickly summarize for everyone listening, this 40% reduction in resolution time, it really comes from two connected pillars. You have AI ops on one side doing the prediction and self-healing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the conversational AI tools like Copilot that augment the human technician with instant context and automated knowledge.
That blend is what changes the game. And the sources offer one last really vital thought to consider. The biggest career risk here isn't your job being eliminated by AI, it's skills obsolescence. This shift is creating strategic, higher value roles. But they're for the people willing to learn new skills in AI management, automation architecture, and data science. The future of IT support is about strategy, not just maintenance.
That is a powerful point. And for you listening, think about how these tools can create that breathing room the sources mentioned. What's the high-value project in your organization, that security audit, that strategic migration, that's been stuck on the back burner because your team is just buried in reactive firefighting? We hope this deep dive helps you start to map out that strategic shift.